Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 10th. God has everlasting arms. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. The highlight of each fall in Andrew's hometown is attending the Riley Days Festival downtown. Every year, their town has a parade, live entertainment, craft booths, and yummy food filling the streets surrounding the courthouse. Andrew's family always looked forward to Riley Days, and they would usually set aside the entire weekend for attending the festival. During one of these Riley Days evenings, Andrew was having a hard time keeping up with the rest of the family. He had sprained his neck during a dodgeball game earlier that day, and it was really starting to bother him as their family walked around the festival. Finally, Andrew asked his dad, "Will you carry me?" Well, his dad was glad to carry him, and Andrew was so relieved. It was wonderful to let his body go limp in his dad's arms. Andrew didn't have to put out all the energy to hold his head up. He could trust in his dad's strength to carry him in a time when he was very weak. In the same way that Andrew's dad was glad to carry him around the festival that night, your Heavenly Father will carry you through difficult times. When you're facing troubles and feel overwhelmed by the weight of them, let God carry you through them. He commands us to cast our care upon Him. Why? Because He cares for us. When you are weakest, He is always strong. Read His Word and take comfort in His promises to you. God's arms will never get tired. His strength and comfort and grace will never wear out as He carries you through these difficult times. The Bible says that He has everlasting arms. Are you facing difficult circumstances and have been trying to work hard in your own strength? Stop it. Crawl into your heavenly daddy's arms. Trust Him and let Him carry you. God is a refuge, and He has everlasting arms. Have you been overwhelmed by troubles rather than resting in God's everlasting arms? Can you handle all your own problems? How can you help others learn to trust in the God of the Bible? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 10th.